traditional IRA, yeah.
Yeah, because you can move both retirement. If they're both pre-tax, you can move both of them into the same IRA. So you don't have to have two separate accounts. So what you would need to do, yeah, what you'd have to do, the first step that you've got to check with them is to go back to those employers and see if they have a distribution form they want you to use.
Okay.
Because usually they will. And if they don't, we have one. But if we try to send ours and they have their own distribution form, they'll reject it. So then you have to go all over that again. So we ask you to do that first.
I want to write that down real quick.
Yeah.
And you said distribution form?
Distribution form. Yeah. Well, and if they question, just say, I'm wanting to roll it over to an IRA with another custodian.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, have you looked at the funds at all?
A little bit, yeah. I kind of looked over it when I got it, and then I just kind of put it aside because I don't know all that stuff, you know.
Did you do the worksheet?
I know that I'm 46 years old now, mm-hmm. and you know, most like three of my kids are moving out of the house. I got three more living with me that are high school age, so I'm just kind of, you know, I don't want it too risky type stuff, but I mean, I feel like I'm still young.
Yeah. Well, you're the same age as my kids. So,
yeah.
Well, did you do the worksheet that we sent you?
Not really. No, okay. I got it right here. The investor worksheet.
I got my
business going. So,
but you got a snow day today. So it doesn't take very long to do this. So if you complete that, you're going to come up with a point value.
Okay.
So let's say are you looking at that sheet?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah, look on the back because it's going to give you a point value. So let's say you had a 70. You know, they had a 70. If you draw a straight line up, it will cross funds that you could put in there. So at 70, you're going to look more to the right or in the middle. And then what you do is look at those funds and see, you know, what has their return been? Now, those, you know, if you had a 70 score, that's a more aggressive type score. You know, if you get 50, you're kind of middle of the road of that. And we suggest that you do more than one fund, you know, because at any given time, one fund's going to perform better than another. For instance, it says aggressive growth down there, but we renamed it to small mid-cap growth. So,
yeah.
That one was our top performer this last year. It did over 24%. So, but that doesn't mean it's going to do that this year. But that's why you want to diversify. So usually at least four funds is good to do, four or five. And then you could select the percentages. If you want it, I had someone today who said, I want to go in five funds. I want 20% in each fund. I said, that was easy. But you can do, you know, more in one fund and less in another if you feel more comfortable in doing that. Unfortunately, we can't tell you where to put it. Now, if your score comes up, you know, in the 40s or 50s, then you're going to be sticking more with fixed income, growth and income, high yield bond, defensive strategies. That's the most conservative.
Yeah.
Middle of the road is going to be more large mid-cap value, small cap value, large mid-cap growth, probably some high-yield bond or defensive strategies. And, of course, really aggressive would be small-cap value all the way down to the small mid-cap growth.
Yeah.
That would be more aggressive. And at your age, you've got a lot of years here to make up, you know, any ups and downs in the market. But then you would just kind of look at the different funds, and then you would just, you know, fill out the application, or you can go online. And you can't do that with transfers. So what we would do, the first step would be to get your distribution forms. You can do this in the meantime. Get your distribution forms. Then when you get those forms, look on it and see if there's any place that we as the new custodian have to sign it. If we did, then you could send that distribution form in with your IRA, and then we handle the transfer for you. If it doesn't have a place for us to sign, it's just a place for you to sign, then you could send the application and get the accounts open so you have the account numbers to put on those distribution forms.
Okay, I got you.
And then we wouldn't have to have it.
Okay. All right.
So that would be the first steps.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and do that, and I'll get this little allocation investor worksheet thing done. And
if you need any help with, the application or anything like that, and we can help you with that, we're happy to do that. Just anything, any questions you may have, just give me a call.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much, and you have a nice snow day. We don't get those in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
I'm jealous.
Plenty of times, and I loved it, but every once in a while, we'd pull in a port, and it would be a rainy day, so
yeah,
we didn't get a whole lot of beach time or anything. We'd go shopping, but that was about it. So.
Oh, well, we the only days we ever get close for is if there's a hurricane coming through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so then we would have that for sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and I'm here if you need me. Just give me a call, and we'll get this done for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.